You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am joined by the fantabulous Mr. Arahi from the new band Te Tokutoru. We're going to be chatting about their new track, Ka Whiua Ngā Ringa. Morena, Arahi, how you doing?
Morena, bro. Did you say fantabulous?
I don't even know what I was saying.
That's cool, man. Fantabulous. Hey.
Fantabulous. I mean, it's an apt descriptor, I think, especially for a man of your talents. I mean, you've been doing plenty of stuff lately, notably that track we've seen Better Days, which I talked to you about earlier in the year. You also did drums on one of my other favorite tracks of the year, Jasmine Mary's In a Field.
Yeah, right on.
Are you kind of a background man for a lot of other bands?
Well, I just like to play music. So I do it at any chance I get. I have these projects that are, I'm more central around, like Te Tokutoru, where I'm more, we're equal parts in control, but, you know, I'm got a vital role to play there and less of a background guy, which is fun and fulfilling, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, man. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to ask, how are things up in Tamaki at the moment?
Oh, I'm having fun.
Nice.
I've been doing shows and recording a bit. Things are happening. It feels good.
Cool, man.
I don't know what it's like for everyone else, but I'm having a good time, that's all I can say.
It seems like it's been pretty busy lately. I mean, we talked about it very briefly before, but they had Hatsune Miku play recently. Travis Scott came recently. Outlier Fest, I think, is happening this weekend, which looks really, really cool. You familiar with that?
No, I don't think so.
It's like an electronic-y, DJ-ish, adjacent kind of music festival happening.
That's why I'm like, oh, I'm having fun, because I actually have no idea what's going on.
it's kind of oblivious.
I'm just like, yeah, things are great. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, things are great. I mean, when you've got Troy Kingi producing your songs, I mean, that's a pretty cool universe to be in.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's he definitely puts the tracks where it needs to be. This is our second song as Te Tokutoru, and he's produced both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as a group, he's puts us where we need to be, and as, musically, sonically, I guess, he puts it where it needs to be as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did produce this new track, I think with the release of his new album, was it Leatherman and the Mojave Green, he's kind of reminiscing on some classic early 2000s desert rock acts like Queens of the Stone Age and Caius. Do you share a mutual love for those bands?
I think it definitely helped that we all sort of had that common ground, and I think when we were recording this one, he maybe had just got back from when we recorded the first track, he was just about to go do that album or something, and then when we recorded the second track, he'd just come back from it, so it's like pretty good timing there on his 10 out of 10 albums. Is a good one to link up with.
Yeah, for sure.
Now genre, you know?
I mean, I'm definitely feeling a little bit of a desert rocky kind of vibe here on the new track.
Yeah, that just comes across with when it's rock, but it grooves, I think. I think that's all that is.
Mm.
What desert rock is.
At the kind of 218 mark, there's a really interesting sample of a very English-sounding Pākehā man. That classic kind of like offshoot, kind of weird English-New Zealand accent that's really died out. He's kind of speaking about Māori needing to know their whakapapa. Where was that from, and how do you find that?
That's like... maybe should have emailed NZ on screen. Yeah, that, but I didn't. It was from like some 70s doco, New Zealand documentary about I don't even know, maybe it was about just the Māori migrating to the city. I think that was like the whole vibe of that documentary, and then I just found this part where it was just like this ridiculously nerdy guy talking about it's a good little sample.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch many of those old New Zealand documentaries from like the 60s, 50s, 70s?
Yeah, sometimes. I went through a phase of it, I think probably around the time we were recording. obviously, I guess. Went through a phase of it. I mean, you have to watch them with, like, with when they were made in mind, these, like, sort of Māori documentaries made by Pākehā, it's like, you have to really keep that in mind, but it's pretty cool. It's nice. It's good. I like to see, I like watching them and making comparisons and seeing what's, changed, what hasn't, and all that sort of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. I remember watching one from the, I think it was 50s, or mid-60s, I can't quite remember. But it was painting race relations in a totally, like, banal kind of light and not really addressing, you know, the injustices and so on and so forth. And a lot of it feels like New Zealand propaganda, like propaganda, essentially.
Yeah, you just have to be aware of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep that in mind.
The track's title, Ka Whiua Ngā Ringa, is essentially an invitation to fisticuffs, with the bones of the track being a call to arms for speaking te reo. Did you wait around for the Treaty Principles Bill to make landfall to release the track as a reminder to keep living Māori and speaking te reo?
No, it's just a big coincidence. we put it out and then, it just couldn't have been better timing, really. It had been lined up for that date for months, and then as it was coming closer to last week, I was like, man, this is going to be everything. So much tension is building around the country, and I was like, this is a pretty poignant time to put this song out.
Yeah, very poignant, very poignant indeed, man.
It always is. When is it not?
Very true, very true. I guess there's other times where it's, yeah, again, you just say the tensions build higher than other times, but yeah. Always a good time to put this stuff like that out. The previous single from your band, Te Tokotoru, released Te Hikinga, which reflects on some wisdom passed down from Kaumatua. While this track, the new one, is a persistent reminder to live those teachings. Would you say the band has kind of a bit of a activist energy running through all the music?
I mean, I think we probably can't help be like that. We Tokotoru is a Māori kaupapa for us, and that's what we wanted it to be. And the songs come out how they come out. We don't try and make them like let's be edgy and activist vibes, like, but we just, yeah, I think they naturally happen that way. I don't think we think about intentional or where we're going or fitting a, you know, thing of like, oh, we're a political band or some shit, you know. No, I don't think we do that, but like this one's, you know, a bit more on the nose than Te Hikinga was, but they're both in the same realm of importance, you know.
For sure, man. And speaking of important, how are you getting on with your te reo journey, and how is Te Tokotoru kind of helping with that?
I think, well, you know, the key is that, as they always say, just being around it. For years I wasn't. I went to a Māori total immersion primary school.
Right, Kura Kaupapa?
Yeah. Yes. And but came out of that, and for about over a decade. Well, yeah. From beginning of high school to like starting to talk to it, not around it at all, you know. So it just helps in that way. Being around it helps. Writing where it helps a lot. That's like another part. Even another part again compared to talking in te reo or reading in te reo, is creative writing in Māori. It's another whole other part of your brain, I guess.
I guess it's quite helpful as well, because a lot of te reo is quite allegorical, and certain words for things are very creative, whereas, you know, English is a bit more direct and, I guess, descriptive.
Yeah, well, Māori is like...
very metaphorical language.
Yeah, it's just built on metaphors, which, like, makes songwriting easy.
Mm.
I thought, with these last two songs. And, Fewa Ngaringa was, like, the first line of it. He peka titoki e kore fatsi is just, like, straight out of a Proverbs book. I just, you know, it's just an old school proverb. And then I just went from there. So, like, it's... and that's the only thing I branched from. Like, I just had that one proverb, which means, you know, to be staunch in a way. But, and then branching from there, there's so many ways you can go without having... I feel like when I'm writing in English, I'm like, okay, well, what am I saying in this verse? And then what do I say in this verse? But
mm-hmm.
Māori language is just so rich that it's just takes care of itself, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, man. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the program today, Arahi. I do want to know, has Te Toko Toru got any new tracks coming down the pipeline? And have you got any shows you'd like to plug?
We for sure have tracks coming out. I mean, we've got songs in our back pocket that we've been playing live a lot of the year, last year. Mm-hmm. And I think our next show is Boxing Day back home in Hawke's Bay. We're all from Hawke's Bay, so we'll be at home Boxing Day Festival in Hawke's Bay. So definitely more tunes coming from Toko Toru, just getting started, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, glad to hear it. And I love the art as well, and how you've got an in-house artist. I guess that helps with cover art and stuff.
Yeah, our bass player Willie Devine is like a master. He prints tees, does screen prints, he does all sorts of printing and design and artwork, and he's the man.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, it shows through. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on this morning, Arahi. Thank you so much.
Thank you for chatting with me. Thanks, man.
Of course, man. That was Arahi from the band Te Toko Toru. Here is their new track, Ka Whiua Ngā Ringa. We're going to have a yarn with Gary Dalhousie from the band Ocean Beach very shortly. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.